there's a whole bunch of news coverage about them. The idiots that they bust in to protest Governor Brewer's immigration.
And so everybody just laughed at them.
That figures as much. Because that's what you didn't see in the coverage.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every poll is 60 to 70, you know, 65 to 70% in favor. And yet they still keep raining and raving. You're like you're doing Boston this weekend. It's just fucking stupid.
Yeah, and they did admit that they bust them in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had to bust in people because there wasn't anybody there going to do anything about it. If they didn't want the bill, they would be telling her so.
Exactly. She's got a lock on her governorship for this race, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And all the idiots running, she's the least dumb of them, I guess.
Yeah. And you'll notice our little effort of making the line work in Arizona and not work in California, Texas, and what have you. That New Mexico has just got the rest of them in a real uproar. That fat son of a bitch we got that contaminates the office of governor here is beside himself. He can't get anything to work about it. But he wants to get a driver's license and everything else here.
Oh, they can get that in Texas, too.
They're nice to all of
you. Here's it. In Dallas, you can go down anywhere on Mary Hines and,
Make a joke. Get any document you want. Social Security card. Official license. Get the birth certificate, you name it.
Tyrone? Yes? I never got that email regarding the radio station. Kitty sent me a copy, but I never got hers either. You're kidding. No, I'm not kidding. Did you check both emails? I checked all three emails, yes.
I haven't gotten an email since yesterday morning.
Well, this was a couple of days ago. It was Thursday, 7-8.
Even more than all the demon-possessed hallelujah hat with. ramble loud and long about spirit, this spirit, that, heaven, hell, angels and demons, and really don't know a damn thing about any of them. Their ignorance is exceeded only by their hypocrisy. Don't think so? Then mention an experience about any of the above, or ask a common sense question to any of those lying bastards and see how fast they want you measured for a straight jacket. The very moment you have a spiritual or non-doctrinal experience of any kind, the bastards will declare you crazy and without capability of restoration. By the time you finish this instruction, all of you will have forgotten all about true spirit, heaven and hell, that all those self-appointed, knowingly lying, hypocrite bastards will have learned combined. And yes, that includes all of them, from and including the Pope down. Now, anyone not a practicing Empyrean is hereby warned not to attempt anything in this instructional except to read or listen through it. Do not attempt to participate. These practices are dangerous to the deluded and the damned, and I will not be distracted to rescue any worthless ass. In short, this instruction was for Empyreans only. Now, we are the Empyreans. We, the Empyreans, are the sole and exclusive true spiritual tribe of the children of Abraham. We, the Empyreans, recruit only by example. We, the Empyreans, all are and always have been, as in equal to, our masters, being able to perform in earth anything and everything the anointed of our generation could do. We, the Empyreans, are also the teachers of righteousness. Just as Emmanuel sent out 70 judges, not disciples or apostles, judges, to take nothing with them other than what they would wear on any given day and no extra money, to heal the sick, raise the dead, feed the multitudes, bless or curse, etc., as they deemed the people, lands, and cities worthy or unworthy, in accordance with the acceptance or rejection of them as judges of the anointed Messiah among them. We're going to do exactly the same thing. Just remember, I'm a warrior. We are the Empyreans. Each and every proven knower of the Empyreans is a judge, an officer of the Holy Court of the Most High, to whom we must all give true and full account. We, the Empyreans, do not judge on what we believe, but only on what we know. The Empyreans are knowers to the exclusion of all belief except in scientific testing. We, the Empyreans, know there are planes of heaven filled with all manner of pleasures, comforts, entities, forces, and energies, and they are currently contaminated with great violence and great war. We, the Empyreans, know there are entities, forces, and energies that obey our directives. We, the Empyreans, know there are planes of heaven, forces and energies in the sun, moon, earth, and the entire universe, because we use and experience them every day as commonly as other living creatures breathe the breath of life. We, the Empyreans, know there are depths of hell also filled with great and indescribable suffering, horrors, terrors, and dangers. We, the Empyreans, know there are infernal entities, forces, and energies who infest, and cannot escape from the depths of hell and all its damnations and abominations. In this instructional, I'm going to teach you the keys to hell and death. During this instructional, I will lead the way down into the great depths, and when you hear my instructions, I will be doing the same thing, word for word and move for move. When you reach a prism, I will be there too. If you begin to lose your control anywhere along the way, if that isn't feasible, the Most High will return you to your body instantly. I've already made intercession for this instructional. Now, the Most High offered an attending angel to accompany each Akurian involved, and I refused, demanding his presence to the exclusion of any and all others. By following my instructions to the letter, I will take you down into the depths and bring you back unharmed, but empowered like you have never been before. To those who are not true and righteous proven knowers of the great testimony, do not attempt this process at any time, for any reason, under any conditions. When and if you become a true and righteous Akurian and a proven knower of the great testimony, any of our seniors will assist you until you can accomplish the highest planes of heaven and the lowest depths of hell. You have them warned. Now, I'm not going to concern or unburden this instruction with each of the depths of hell, as they're all explained in the AED and need only another review to understand their degree of eternal punishment and torment. In your practice, if you will send your body of life, made from the highest plane you can attain, to any plane of heaven, hopefully starting with the Etheric, or down to any depth of hell, hopefully starting with the Deros, and avoiding perdition at all costs, you will gain an understanding of that plane or depth, exactly as you did with the great elements. With that additional experience, you will increase your library of understanding and your firepower to currently unimaginable degrees. With practice, Akurians roam the plains of heaven and depths of hell with equal impunity. We go where not even the popes, hallelujah, half-wits, politicians, priests, preachers, and other liars dare even to mention. And so far as possible, I'm going to consider all of hell as one source, as if it were only one dimension. Pay attention to all that I'm going to teach you applies to some degree to each and every depth of hell, but it is absolute with respect to the deepest and most agonizing depth, Perdition. Perdition is the worst of all horrors, the worst of all agonies, and the worst of all eternal damnations. It is well cautioned in the AED not to enter Perdition and to only observe it from a safe distance. And very sound advice that is to all who are not of true righteousness and proven knower of the great testimony. For there is no return whatsoever of the souls of any unrighteous who even touch the outermost edge of Perdition. And now to place unrighteous souls in that horrifying depth is a part of this instructional. So you want to know how I kill them and burn them and kill the body and burn the body and soul? You're going to learn. All right, I lost the page here. Hold on. Today, we are going to venture into the deepest of the depths, down to Perdition, and return safely with our newly acquired knowledge of hell and death intact for additional personal study. That's what this is for, so you can study it, but we're going to be using it as we go. First, understand that like all the great elements, all the depths of hell, and specifically Perdition, have qualities as distinct as the great elements are from one another. And we'll concentrate on Perdition. We're not going into Perdition, we're going down and look at it. All of the depths of hell have winds, just like the great elements. But those winds of hell cannot be called separately. Call any one wind, named after the depth of its existence, for instance, wind of Perdition, and all the winds of hell attend. I can give you 10,000 names of winds of hell and not improve your abilities or understanding one iota. Each and every fallen seraphim and fallen angel, right down to each and every minion, has a wind of hell by which they do their damnations, and no there is no morality of any kind whatsoever in the depths of hell. Now get that. There is no morality of any kind whatsoever in the depths of hell. As sincere as the unending screams of those sentenced to hell are, they have no credibility anywhere in creation, including all the rest of hell itself. They will say anything or do anything for even a moment of relief. That's why there's no credibility and no morality. That the depths of hell are filled with death and the winds of hell are but the beginning of your preparation. All the depths of hell have and are as great elements. And we're going to do them all at the same time. Now remember, these winds are filled with death. That's how we're going to give you the key to death and hell. One of the first great elements of hell are the eternal black flames of hell. Black flames of hell are thick, like taffy candy, but cannot stick to anything other than itself unless directed, and are blacker than the darkest cavern or even blindness itself. When you look down into perdition and see an endless depth, unimaginably hot, emitting an indescribable stench that makes burning sulfur a delightful perfume by comparison, and is filled with those who fully deserve to be there, screaming in never-ending agony of burning in the black flames of hell. It resembles a huge, bottomless lake of fire where there is no shoreline, nor any definable measurement, with the huge and very ugly main gates of hell seeming to be the access from every direction. All the depths of hell are filled with death. Now we the Akurians know that death is not just an absence of life, nor is it oblivion of absolute unconsciousness, as fools teach and many religions imply in their growing rituals of rest in peace and sure and certain hope of the resurrection, of which the statement itself is contradictory. Either it's sure and certain or it's a hope, and you can't have it both ways. That demonic delusion is a masterpiece of poppycock, expounded and accepted on a massive scale. An inescapable confinement of never-ending agony is death by any definition and description. All the depths of hell are filled with death. Ask anybody who's done hard time in any prison, and they'll tell you they'd rather be dead than endure day after day of confinement like a caged animal. Those who will admit it, even the professed atheist, ask some supreme something or somebody to let them die in their sleep rather than spend the days, weeks, months, and years of the remainder of their sentence. To them, death is preferable to continued existence in such confinement. Hell is no different. Confinement is absolute and accompanied with all manner of torture and torment from which there is neither escape nor relief. Such as death by any description, for Deaton being the worst-case scenario. We, the Akurians who have been up in the spirit, have found little, if any, restriction, except that our initial inexperience adapting to the totally different laws of the plains of heaven. It takes a bit of practice, but eventually we can go up and down or anywhere in creation with little effort. Most Akurians wisely stay in their own territory until they have mastered their adaptation to the laws of the plains of heaven and avoid the depths of hell entirely. Another of the great elements of hell is the agony of hell, spelled out and called in singular, but multiple beyond calculation in its unimaginable pain and suffering that can be emplaced and impacted like filling a glass with wine or a gap with mortar. Be it understood that the agony of hell contains all levels of pain and suffering, from the simple and seemingly painless touch that eventually grates on one's nerves, to a point of insanity, to the absolute, worse than being oiled in the sun. Once in place, all levels begin immediately and inflict your own sources. Disease, plague, injury, poverty, deprivation, ignorance, error, etc., in all forms, physical, mental, and spiritual. There is neither relief nor lessening except to return in greater fury. Because there is no morality in hell whatsoever, the most unspeakable actions are promised in exchange for even an instant of relief, and it is the agony of hell that creates, infects, infests all those unspeakable actions and consumes the victim from all points and places of their existence. The death of hell is one thing. The winds of hell are another. The agony of hell makes the unholy trinity of even the demons avoid as much as possible. In fact, this is the holy trinity of the Catholic religion in disguise, implemented by the ritual crossing of themselves. And now we begin our preparation. First, remove any and all trappings whatsoever. No altars, no candles, no sacraments, etc. And if you're wearing any clothing, you give even the slightest precedence to when invoking or doing your absolutions, take it all off. Everything you would wear at any such occasion. We, the Imperials, do not need any trappings, regalia, or offerings of any kind. We all stand naked before the Most High, but nakedness is not required to bring down heaven or to raise up hell. It only takes a clear, dedicated mind and a true and righteous spirit. Second, do nothing to distract your concentration from my directions. As in absolutely nothing. If you get distracted, shut it down and return immediately to this instructional. Third, do not do anything until I instruct you to do it. Those who have already made their body of light, retrieved the sun leak, or extracted their swords, just stand by. Do nothing more until I instruct you. Fourth, accept the fact that as an Imperian, you cannot avoid being a master of hell and all its infernal minions any more than you can avoid being a true and righteous power before the Most High. Just because our years of programming has made us accept the flames of heaven as preferable does not exclude or exempt us from having to handle the entities, forces, and energies of hell. In fact, it is one of the great requirements of being a true and righteous Imperian. Think of it this way. If a physician limits treatments to water wiping, what the hell good would he be if he were the only source of care and you had a broken leg? We, the Imperials, are the true and righteous spiritual physicians in addition to true and righteous priests, true and righteous judges, true and righteous warriors, and true and righteous teachers of righteousness. How can we be ignorant and inexperienced and accomplish all that that's required of us? This is not a worship service, except in the true meaning of the word, working for. That's what worship means. It doesn't mean praise Jesus and all his willingness. It means to work for, to do the will of. If you want to thank the Most High, do it as Emmanuel commanded in Matthew 6, verses 6 and 7. In your closet, and after you have shut the door away from all others. Therefore, your concentration should be on and about this process, this procedure, and this target, as the Most High cannot fail his true and righteous, even when venturing into the depths of perdition. He wants you to know and not wonder in either ignorance or indecision, that the proven knowers do everything in the name and on authority of the Most High, need not be a distraction to our learning processes, nor our personal development and spiritual powers and matters.
Six. At this time, I want each of you to dress your body of light in a full-length white robe, neck to fore, and ladies, in spite of the glamour season, please, no split skirts. Full-length, neck to fore, long, slender sleeves to the wrist, no belt, and no hard garb of any kind. I'll tell you when to get your body of light, and that's how you dress it. Once dressed, those of you who have drawn blue swords, prepare to throw them into perdition when I command you. You will need both hands free to complete this process. If you lose any of my instructions at any point, stop then and there and listen to the remainder of the instruction. Do not make any repetitions of invocation. Just listen and listen only. I will separate invocation from instruction with. Now hear me for instruction, and on my command for invocation. When I say now hear me, hold and retain whatever you are doing until I give you command to proceed. Do not attempt to repeat words after me. Think only in your own mind as I speak. Now hear me. On my command, Aturians, restore your body of light. Do not, repeat, do not make a sunlight. Do not secure any black fire. Get your body of light and dress it in that white, white robe. Now hear me, if you've already have a sunlink or loaded black fire, just leave it alone. You will not need to use it during this invocation. On my command, Agurians, stretch forth your hands beyond the reach of the belly ball as if you were calling up a spirit and charge yourself. Akasha, air, fire, water, earth, and pull the energies you've called into yourself and charge both your physical body and body of light. On my command, Aquarius, stand your body of light out before you, fully charged and under your absolute command and control. Now hear me. We are going to go down into the depths of hell, safely, and bring up the forces and energies of Verdeaton to emplace them. We're going down to the depth just above Verdeaton for the time being. If you get lost or out of sync with the rest of us, stop and invoke the word Efric and put your body of light back into your physical body. Do not repeat aloud. When I tell you to instruct, do it silently within your own self. The reason is you will be in sync with yourself and not disrupt anybody else who may be a bit ahead or a bit behind you, even if by a delay of the phone system. As you call the names of the depths as I present them, you will feel a slight sinking sensation, like you are going to fall forward. That is normal, and nothing to be afraid of. It is your indication that you are attempting, what you are attempting, is proceeding as required. And you're going to do this with your body of light. It should be standing out in front of you. Aquarius, instruct your body of light by repeating after me. Efric. Now hear me. Instantly you should feel the first plane of heaven, the void of the sword drag of Devas, the first depth of hell. The general temperature is slightly but very comfortably cool from the ambient temperature wherever you are physically. It will just be a little cooler, a very comforting cool. As a texture, it feels almost like the essence of feeling a mild perfume rather than smelling it. As we progress, you will feel a greater and greater drag, almost like wading from water through a progressive goo of mud and of water, and earth. Once through this exercise and experience, you will be able to reverse the process to study the plains of heaven. For the moment, we are headed in the other direction. But remember, you can study anything, including a plane of heaven, spirit, great element, depth of hell, spirit, anything, with this simple process. On my command, Acurians, instruct your body of light by repeating after me. In your mind, don't speak. Eros. Danaka. Adesse. Gehenna. Dalia. Aferdom. Winds of hell, attend me. Black flames of hell, do my bidding. Death, come and obey me. Agony of hell, go where I send you. You shall deny me not. Perdita, surrender yourself to my command. Winds of Perdita, black flames of Perdita, death of Perdita, agony of Perdita, come forth between my hands in great quantity and resign yourself to my command. To my body of light. Aferdom. Dalia. Gehenna. Hadesi. Zanata. Eros. Etheric. Now winds of perdition. Black flames of perdition, death of perdition, agony of perdition, stay in my presence and venture not anywhere else until I command you. Now that wasn't too bad of a trip, was it? Now hear me. Place your hand out to receive a series of spirits. Once you receive them, hold them fast. They can't escape unless you release them. We've brought them a gift. Talk about raising hell, that's exactly what we've done. Now we're going to give it to somebody deserving. On my command, call it this spirit. Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, come now to me, for you are called to my judgment. Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, you have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Liar, murderer, traitor, thief, practicing all manner of perversion, unclean and unrighteous. Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, you are not worthy to continue upon the earth nor in any realm of comfort. Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, abomination you have practiced, that abomination you shall receive, here and now. Winds of perdition, black flames of perdition, death of perdition, agony of perdition, infest and infect and spoil these free of evil like unto yourselves, and spare them not. Spirits of Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, you are now infested and infected with the eternal vile and foul winds of perdition from the depths of hell which you cannot escape, reduce, or remove, and all socialist deprivations you seek for anyone and everyone else shall forever be your lot and life and your eternal destiny. The vile and foul winds of perdition weaken and destroy you in all your vitals, in all your being, and in all you endeavor to accomplish. You are without strength and without endurance and without success. You shall suffer complete failure of all you shall attempt under any guise whatsoever. All your family, friends, colleagues, and fellows shall abandon you and turn against you in total contempt and anger, fulfilling the vile and foul winds of perdition. You shall not stand, neither shall you prevail. Your intestines shall revile you, and you shall never again know peace. You shall rot and decay in all your flesh and bones. Spirits of Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, you are now infested and infected with the eternal, vile and black flames of perdition from the depths of hell which you cannot escape, reduce, or move. And all agonies of poverty, deprivation, and desecration, including all deaths, injury, suffering, and all socialist enslavement you seek for anyone and everyone else shall forever be your lot in life and your eternal destiny. And the foul black flames of perdition weaken and destroy you in all your vitals, in all your being, and in all you endeavor to accomplish. You are without strength and without endurance and without success. You shall suffer complete failure of all you shall attempt under any guise whatsoever. All your family, friends, colleagues, and fellows shall abandon you and turn against you in total contempt and anger, fulfilling the vile and foul black flames of perdition. You shall not stand, neither shall you prevail. Your body shall revile you, and you shall never again know any comfort. You shall rot and decay in all your flesh and bones. Spirits of Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, you are now infected and infested with the eternal, vile, and foul death of perdition from the depths of hell which you cannot escape, reduce, or remove, and all the agonies of death, injury, trauma, and hardship of anyone and everyone, including all military and paramilitary, you seek for anyone and everyone else, shall forever be your lot in life and your eternal destiny. The vile and foul death of perdition weaken and destroy you in all your vitals, in all your being, and in all your endeavors to accomplish. You are without strength and without endurance and without success. Your decisions shall turn against you in all fury, and you shall not prevail nor succeed in anything. All your family, friends, colleagues, and fellows shall abandon you and turn against you in total contempt and anger, fulfilling the vile and foul death of perdition. You shall not stand, neither shall you prevail. Your consciousness shall revile you, and you shall never again know anything of worth or value. You shall rot and decay in all your flesh and bones. Spirits of Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, you are now infested and infected with the eternal vile and foul agony of perdition from the depths of hell, which you cannot escape, reduce, or remove, and all agonies of disease, plague, famine, poverty, deprivation, desecration, and socialism you seek for anyone and everyone else shall forever be your lot in life and your eternal destiny. The vile and foul agony of perdition weaken and destroy you in all your vitals, in all your being, and in all you endeavor to accomplish, you are without strength and without endurance and without success. Your treasonous shall turn against you in all fury, and you shall not prevail nor succeed in anything. All your family, friends, colleagues, and fellows shall abandon you and return against you in total contempt and anger, fulfilling the vile and foul agony of perdition. You shall not stand, neither shall you prevail. Your consciousness shall revile you, and you shall never again know anything of worth or value. You shall rot and decay in all your flesh and bones. Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, you have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Liar, murderer, traitor, thief, practicing all manner of perversion, unclean and unrighteous. So you have been adjudicated and found guilty. Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, you are not worthy to continue upon the earth nor in any realm of civility, where there is neither decency nor righteousness in you. Barack Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, abominations you have practiced and abominations you shall receive, here and now, winds of perdition, black flames of perdition, death of perdition, agony of perdition, infect, infest, spoil and consume these three of evil like unto yourselves, and spare them not. Barack Hussein Obama, Soto Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, go now from me, for you are sentenced and cursed to hell by my judgment. I have spoken it, and the main gates of hell shall not attempt against it. Now hear me. Extend your hands out before you, and shake them clean of all contamination. Reach your hands up into the highest plane, and remove all remaining contamination. Now lift your body of light into the highest plane and restore it. Redirect to your physical body and attach it. Very good, very good. On my command, Akasha, air, fire, water, earth, accomplish and make manifest in earth all I have required. I now release from my presence all entities, forces, and energies of all the heavens above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth. It is finished. It is done. Now repeating this invocation of testimony exactly as I presented it, sending your body of light down into the depths of hell exactly as I have given it, and without any hallelujah half-wit additions or subtractions whatsoever, will multiply your firepower and your individual library of understanding. It will also be another hammer blow to the bastards we targeted. Hit them all, as often as you like, but only as given. In time after you remove these bastards from power and existence, we'll change the name, perhaps even attitude, as appropriate for the next batch of socialists, liars, thieves, murderers, traitors, etc. Now hear me. After, and only after, you have become proficient with each of the depths of hell, you can secure any spirit of any unrighteous, anybody, but none. Bind that spirit with the great elements of perdition and lower that spirit into the depths of your choosing. Now, did you understand that?
Oh, hell yeah.
The process will immediately kill the unrighteous bastard. Step 2, after you have killed the body, you will have burned the body and soul in hell. Exactly as all the anointings have been able to do since it, and exactly as Emmanuel warned in Matthew 10:28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. And again in Luke 12:5. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him, after he hath killed, hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. This righteous power and holy authority will only work for others who are true and righteous, proven knowers, and will not work for anybody else under any condition whatsoever. This is a righteous power and holy authority ordained by the Most High Himself, that he entrusted to a very select few. And now know, and now all of you know how I killed not less than six of the half dozen Masons, and not less than six, another half dozen Knights of Columbus, who would not otherwise die each and every day since November 22nd, 1963. Yes, and right up to this very day, even until Shiloh, and even after I too am dead and gone, even unto Shiloh, the worthless bastards need killing, and I'm overjoyed to oblige. But none of them are worth going to jail for, or having to explain their execution to some gathering of socialist bastards on government payroll. Besides, ammunition and good guns would be wasted on such worthless and unrighteous bastards. The stink of rotting Masons, Knights, socialists, especially those on government payroll, politicians, priests, preachers, and other liars, is a sweet savor to my nostrils. Now, Are there any questions?
Okay. Yeah, I got a question. I don't really know what the question is, but something happened while I was doing that. I probably need to report.
Okay.
So if there's a question in there, and I fixed it, but at least I think I did. When we were to the point of calling up the three,
yeah.
Okay, I brought my hell balls and the agony and the winds and the black flames and had it right there, and then I called the three spirits up. Well, this is not the first time I've ever done that. Called them up and stacked one into each other. We were invoking the first one, the depth of the wind.
Mm-hmm.
On my right hand, up to the middle of my forearm.
Mm-hmm.
I could feel it felt like Soto Mayor. It was one of the females.
Okay.
I think Soto Mayor could have been taken.
Okay.
Reached up and grabbed my forearm.
Yep.
And it started burning.
Yep.
I've got a spot where it's burning, but I increased my vibration a little bit to go against it is how I fixed it. And then I felt as you continued the invocation, I felt that of the strength and the ability to hold my arm anymore, and that burning went away.
Yeah, they'll try to grab a hold of you. That's why you put them up the way I did it. If they even cry, they may touch you, but that's as far as they can go. Nothing to worry about.
Okay.
Oh, well, Kitty.
What?
Kitty, I felt that on my left hand. And I shook that off, and I pushed it off.
Yeah.
I did not let go. All I did was just raise the vibe on that arm under there and kept going.
And I'll be darned. I don't know who that was. I have no idea. But I can't wait to see how this works. I cannot wait to see how this works.
Well, let me tell you, this is not something out of science fiction, nor is it anything you're going to believe or not.
Oh, hell no. It was like a hot ingot, but I could feel it with a grip.
Yeah. Listen, I didn't feel anybody get lost. Was there anybody? There was a couple of them behind us a little bit. But nothing. I don't think anybody got lost or had to return.
No.
No, sir, but for some reason, when you're invoking, I was, without even knowing what you're going to say, I was word for word in my head. I mean, everything was just right there.
Yep. One of them live, and they're gonna put these now on taped away.
Good.
The chances of seeing these people directly live again, without a delay of some kind on the broadcast, is virtually nil. They are screaming and raising all kinds of hell with their AIDS and everything else. Like, what in the hell is wrong?
So you're saying we'll see state funerals for these guys in the near future?
Oh, yes. You'll see them fuck up from one end to the other. They can't help themselves now. It's all over. They're done. And every abomination that is in harmony with hell, such as the damn lies around and the cover-up of the birth certificate and what have you, are now compatible with hell, and it's going to come out. The floodgate is just now beginning to crack.
So Biden will take the oath of office how soon?
I don't know.
Dude, we can't have Obama dead until we've got him thrown out ineligible so that we can undo his legislation and his appointment. So, that's the, you know, the invocation was, and I know you were listening, you were right there with it, through life and into eternity, you know, through life and here and ever after. So, we must, and we are, sustaining Obama's life, because his assassination is, the plan is already made. They just can't get the opportunity and get everything else in place so that it goes smoothly. Because
yeah,
they say
already screwed that up.
Yeah. So do not look for his state funeral. We're looking more for his suffering than his immediate death.
Right. I want him standing in front of the judge.
I want him behind bars in prison, bent over with Bubba behind him.
Listen, one of the things that we want for this son of a bitch, when we get him, we're going to get Biden, we're going to get Pelosi, we're going to get Harry Reid, we're going to get Rahm Emanuel, that whole goddamn clique, including Bill and Hillary Clinton. We want them as criminally charged for their part in the collusion as much as we do him. We want them all. So don't even give an ounce of energy to Biden taking the oath of office. I don't want him to. I want him to have to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, knowing he's going to lie through his goddamn teeth that he's vile. That's the only oath I want that son of a bitch to take. No energy that direction, as in none. Okay. We're going to take all these sons of bitches out. Now, when you do these things, if you do what I showed you, just the same process, you can take a plane of heaven and study it between your hands with your body of light, of course. Get the body of light out of your physical body initially. Later, you can do it while it's in your physical body, and you'll know when that shift comes. You won't have to have anybody tell you. You can study a plane of heaven just like you could the great elements between your hands. Just send that body out and repeat the name of the plane of heaven that goes in up in order and down in order until you get some practice. And when you study it, look around. Pay attention. What the hell's going on around you? And that one you will be able to do as often as you like, with no problems. And again, whenever you get through, or even once we get through here, go make yourself a clean body of light and bring it back and attach it to your physical body, just for the hell of it, in case you miss something somewhere. Okay, any questions?
Are you putting this on audio and written?
Yes.
Okay.
We will post them both.
Okay.
Any questions?
next one. Well, I'm going to teach you how to discern spirits. The next one. That's what this is prep for discerning a spirit. If you don't know the difference between heaven and hell, you can't tell where a spirit is from. That's why when you get a spirit, he's not going to be able to lie to you anymore. He can't tell you, I'm from heaven. You're going to know that he's from the third depth of hell because you've been there.
And there you are home.
Now this gives a whole new meaning to the term raising hell, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does.
Now you can, at any time you want, you just got to have your head out of your ass and your concentration about your business. You can reach down into hell at any time with a body of light and pull up any energy out of any level of hell you want and literally forcibly stick it right dead in the ass of anyone you want if that's what you want to do.
Oh, we've done that, Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
We've done that, yes.
Well, now you're gonna...
We got a whole new library on it, though.
Yes.
We sure do.
I can't say this is the best story I've been in all week.
Look at that, though.
Well, this is how you handle people like the Pope and everything. You know, they think themselves immune and invulnerable. Well, they might be from the street punks. They might be from somebody they railroaded in ignorance.
Not about the Korean.
Safe from an Korean. There's nowhere that, where the hell can they run? Where can they go? That's right.
Yeah.
If you drift
there.
Yep. And if you drift back down sometime to study for Deaton, there's a, well, it looks like a ring around it from some views. Others, it looks like a great big medieval castle for all intents and purposes. And yet at the other side, it reminds you of a Jules Verne ancient futuristic thing. For the main gates of hell. Well, if you know what you're doing, and none of you do, so don't cry it, you can go in through those main gates of hell and come back out. Those are the gates of hell that I went through while hammering and Horace gave me a diversionary attack on both sides, and we took Manny out. Brought him back. When he spent his 3 days and three nights in hell. Lucifer had no intentions whatsoever of turning him loose. That's why he took him down that far. Didn't work. We went and got him. So if you know what the hell you're doing with very special knowledge, you can tempt for Dayton, but make goddamn sure you know what you're doing. So no one's going to rescue you if you're down there with your head in your ass and you get nailed. And the only one you can go in and out if you know anything at all. But that is a ghastly place too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All of hell is ghastly when you look at it in the right understanding. All of it. Even as the overlap plane of Evos comes into the fore, you see that it's bad news. Okay, any questions?
Yeah, can I go back to my deep now?
Well, that's what I got through telling the executives of Facebook to go brush their teeth so they could kiss my ass. What are you mad at Facebook for?
It's no cat.
And everybody else.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Bobby. That was fantastic.
I'm trying to think of the question. Given the
Do you want us to change the invocation?
Monday we're liable to. We want to, one, make a ship, a hard, heavy ship for a career in prosperity across the board. And, of course, to put an additional hammer in these three assholes. They'll be very vulnerable by Monday. I guess they'd go good with a little salt. They'll be well rendered by then. Well seasoned. Oh, yeah. So, we are the Acurians. We can do these kind of damn things. If somebody doesn't fear an Acurian, it's another Acurian. Emmanuel said it well.
Hear him.
I hear somebody. I hear somebody. Is that yours, Coco?
Oh, no, that's not mine. I don't know what that is. It sounds like an echo or something.
Sound like a CB radio here.
Yeah, it sounds funny.
That's a drummer going by.
Simple, is that Jim?
No.
Well, I can hear it. I don't know who it is.
We all heard it. Oh, we did.
Some kind of just drive around.
Yeah, but that was our military monitor. We just knocked them off the grid.
Either that or one of their idiots tried to do this with them.
It's good thought.
So, Bobby, I think you should go welcome them to hell.
Hey, well, that was the audio for the pictures of hell picture of whoever tried to crash the mission. They were warned. I tell them simply, and all they have to do is listen, but they don't want to do that because they all know so much. Well, let me tell you. Brimstone is a hell of a PhD giver. Dip your ass in brimstone and I guarantee you, you've got a PhD in what hurts. And it was a good session, children. We will post this as soon as we can get it done. Tyrone, did your recording go all right?
Let me check.
Sir, I think I'm going to ask you this question. At the tail end, you had used Akasha and the elements to come everything, and that's the same elements we used the basic training from previous?
Yes. And you do that because we call them up to start with, and you need that extra charge of energy and then go clean your body of life. That's why we did it.
Okay.
Anytime you run through the
yeah, my phone is making gas.
Well, that's not it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm
going to turn around.
Anyhow, anytime you go down into a depth, even D-Rose, you're already standing in D-Rose because it overlaps the earth plane like the upper does. Always go recharge yourself. And if you go down one depth below D-Rose or in D-Rose Pure, always use the great elements to clean yourself again and to clean your body of life. It's just a safety precaution.
So would you depart, would you use the same link to recharge yourself or
no, use the great elements.
Return.
Yeah. If you're going to go down, all of you, listen, if you're going to go down into hell for any reason, do not take a sun link with you. That was one of my instructions. Do not make a sun link. Do not take one with you. One of these days when I get around to 3,000 lessons or something, I'll give you the simple reason why, because it's 2 an hour lecture.
Okay, if everybody is content for the trip, we will shut down.
What the hell phone is that?
Donald, is that yours?
It wasn't mine. I've been on mute. I did want to ask one question of everybody. Is Sunday at this time that we started good for everybody? And my concern is Coke and Life.
It's only good for, yeah, it's only good for me every other week.
Okay. Well, we will have them all posted.
Okay.
But Dave and Coco, is this okay with you?
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
We can move it up an hour without any problem at all.
The other thing, too, is unless we have problems, and we did have problems, and Patrice can give more information if it's necessary, we're going to stay here at the Dim Dim, so even if you do not get an email, and we're clearly saying that our emails are being fucked with, this number, the access code stays the same unless there is a problem that the creek has, and then pay attention to the emails. But if we do have another problem, somebody can try to go back and see if somebody is in the other room and get the new phone number.
Yeah. As I was saying, we could move this thing without any problem as far as we're concerned here in Albuquerque. Is that Maestro Gerald or Eric? Schedule into a compact. We don't want to do that unless we absolutely have to.
Yeah, I'm okay. Just weekdays I have work late.
Okay, that's
fine then.
Well, then we're just going to maintain the 6 days a week at the 8 o'clock. The exception is the Sabbath, and we'll. We'll just keep it this way so that we're all consistent. Okay.
Look, we have a schedule that can get a little bit jackass sometimes. You don't necessarily like it.
And you can get the downloaded files too. Bobby's doing it in Forbidden Knowledge. You are doing it in Forbidden Knowledge too, right, Bobby?
Yep.
But when I get done with the recording and stuff, I'm putting it up within minutes after the sessions are over. So it'll be available to everybody to get it as soon as possible.
Still here. Is that okay?
Yeah. But we're closing it now.